Glory be to God. You may be seated. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes. We're still talking about spiritual things, and we're going to talk about the evidence of the Holy Ghost dwelling within. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What happened when the Holy Spirit get on the inside of an individual? Hallelujah. What happened? Hallelujah. As what happened to an individual, what happened to a group of people when the Holy Spirit comes on the inside? Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to look at it again. We talked about these things, and we're going further. God had given us this wonderful, glorious life in Christ that we have been given victory over all the works of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants us to live this life to the full. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. That we don't have just to come together for a few minutes in the sanctuary and rejoice and shout a little bit, but he wants us to live with this exuberant life and full of power and full of faith, walking in the grace, hallelujah, and being successful in our everyday walk, that we don't get depressed and have sob and sad, broke down, twisted up stories to tell, but we're telling of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Because we know the enemy comes what? To steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to attack and try to pull us down, but I refuse to lower myself to him. He's under my feet. Where is he in your life? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So the evidence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 10 and look at Peter's experience of preaching the gospel to the Gentile. Acts chapter 10. Can you turn there with me? Glory to God. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. And this is Peter when he had the vision. We went through this again, but that's fine. We need to feed on it some more and again and again and again anyway. And he had this vision while they were preparing a meal, and he fell into a trance, and he saw from heaven a sheet let down from heaven, and in that it appeared like this screen you're looking at. It was a big sheet, and he could see in that screen, in that sheet, different kind of animals and all kind of stuff, 4-foot beasts and this kind, and the voice from that trance he was in, where he was in a trance, and a voice came from him and said, "Rise, Peter, slay and eat." He said, "Not so, Lord. I've never eaten anything common or unclean." And it did it 3 times, and it was taken up. And when he come out of the trance, he was thinking, "Now, what in the world does that mean?" He didn't have a clue what was going on. And about that time, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men's at the gate looking for you, Peter. Go down and invite them in, doubting nothing, because I sent them." Glory to God. Amen. And sure enough, when he got down to the gate, there were 3 men just like he said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they told him for what reason they came, that Cornelia had sent for him and to come, and that the angel had given them such word to send to this place to find Peter. And he went with them, and when he got there, Cornelia had gathered his household and friends, and there were a bunch of folks in the house. And when he walked through the door, Cornelia fell down on his knees. Peter said, "Get up from there. I'm a man just like you. You ain't going to worship me. You get up from there." And he got up, and he started the preaching. I said he started the preaching.
Yes,
glory to God. And it got to this verse. That's where we're going. And we got to this, he got to this verse. I want y'all to listen to what God is saying tonight. When Peter yet spake these words, so he was preaching. And when he yet spake these what words, what happened? The Holy Ghost did what? Fell on all of them which heard the word. Keep going. Hallelujah. And what happened? And they of the what? Circumcision, which believed, were astonished. They were shocked. They were shocked. As many as came with Peter. See, Peter brought some with him. It's good to have some witnesses in this. And so Peter brought some with him, and they were shocked. And we'll get to that in a minute. As many as came with Peter. Because that on who? On the Gentile also were poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them do what? Speak with tongue. And do what? Magnify the Lord. What you mean magnify? Made God real big. They made God bigger than what he was before Peter started preaching. They magnify the Lord God. Hallelujah. I wonder what happened. I'm thinking about the fellow that told me that the Holy Ghost just fell on the 12 and that was the end of the Holy Spirit. I wonder what happened to them. That's what Peter and them said. We heard them speak with tongue like we did. Hallelujah. And they magnified God. What was the purpose? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then, now watch this. Here's something else I'm bringing out and we are doing. I want you to listen to what about to happen, what has happened here. Somehow, we if we're going to be New Testament people, we ought to follow the New Testament, ought we? We ought not to just be talking about it. We ought to be doing it. Being about doing what it said. All right. Am I right?
Amen.
Glory to God. And say, and they magnified God. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be? They didn't say we're going to put them off for a month later. And that's what we've been doing years. You know, our excuse in the past was, well, we didn't have a baptist. What is that back there? What is that back there? Can y'all tell me what that is? Will it hold water, y'all?
Yes,
not only will it hold water, I believe it'll heat the water.
Yes,
so that means we can't take all, we can't make excuses too cold. In the way, come on.
Yes,
hallelujah. Do we want New Testament results? Why would God give us such instruction and put it in writing if he didn't want us to follow?
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh.